Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 34 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is, Rich was on, you've heard of the short pick for the VP. The presidential candidates always have the short list. I should say the short list for their VPs. Rich was on the medium to long list for Governor Romney to pick as his VP, and I know he was very disappointed he wasn't chosen. Rich Galen is a Republican strategist. He spins to the right, as he says, and he's the founder and the publisher and the writer and the cost accountant at Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column, and he's our guy inside the Beltway. Rich Galen, welcome back.
You know, if you're 5'7" and you can't be on the short list, you know, you just have to throw in the towel.
Exactly. We got big doings this weekend, Rich. We got Governor Romney unveiled his pick, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Paul Ryan. One thing about it is I think he won't have any trouble with name recognition. What do you think?
No, well, it's not amongst the cognoscenti. I mean, one of the things about vice presidential picks is that they become well-known when they become the vice presidential pick. That's really never an issue. That's never in anybody's calculation. Well, nobody knows this guy or nobody knows this woman, because as soon as they're named, then everybody does. But Ryan has been around. He's a seven-term congressman. He's only 42.
Mm-hmm.
From
a liberal district.
A swing district, yeah. And Wisconsin has typically been a progressive state, if not a liberal state. But I think what happened was that they just hit it off. He's the kind of guy, as I understand it, that that Romney would have hired if he were still at Bain, and somebody like Ryan was on the, if he had those skills that he'd been looking for, an analytical guy that knew his stuff. Didn't get out of his lane, was confident in when he comes to a decision. He comes to a decision slowly, but when he gets there, he's confident that he made the right choice. And I just think it was one of those things that fit. Romney said yesterday that they really decided this on August 1st, and they just needed to put the pieces together.
Mm-hmm. Now, you liked Portman, didn't you? Rob Portman, Senator Portman from Ohio.
He was my first choice, only because I thought he had, for the same reasons, I mean, and the overriding reason, is that I think at this point there's a new poll, a battleground poll out this morning, Republican and Democrat poll that my friend Ed Goez is the Republican pollster. And that's got the race at 47, 46, 48, 47, something like that, with Obama 1 point in the lead, which is statistically insignificant. But that was taken before this all happened, so
right.
We don't know what effect yet that will have.
But
my point is that you have to, if you're Romney, Jim, you have to assume you're going to win this thing, or else why would you get in it?
Right.
And if you are going to win it, you need somebody to help you govern. And Governor Romney doesn't have an insider on the Hill. He doesn't have an insider's knowledge.
Right.
He's never spent any time there. And having somebody like either Portman or now Ryan on the ticket and assumedly VP means you can send them up there and say, okay, what do you folks need that we can help you?
Well, and Ryan has a reputation of being smart, but also affable. I mean, people who don't agree with him like him, is my understanding. The problem I saw with Portman is he was formerly part of the Bush administration, and that seemed to me like some baggage that Romney didn't need right now.
I think that is exactly right. He was the head of the Office of Management and Budget when everything started crashing down.
Right.
But the other side of that, in my mind, was that he was a member of the House and now a member of the Senate,
yeah,
and was U.S. Trade Representative and OMB. So I just thought he had a little broader background. But Ryan is more than acceptable. I think he's a terrific choice.
I think so, too. But now Rubio would have been a great pick for a lot of strategic reasons, and at least we can say that Romney was not pandering in his choice, right?
Yeah, well, it would have been tactical reasons. I think Ryan is the strategic pick. Rubio is
he would have gotten the Hispanics and Florida.
Right. Well, one of the things about winning states is that it doesn't work out in practice nearly as much as people think it does. As I understand it, the last time a VP pick actually carried a state was Lyndon Johnson.
Right.
He carried Texas.
He brought Texas.
It's true. I mean, it just doesn't have. It doesn't have any statistical impact on the
right.
state. People vote for president, and we've talked about this 1,000 times. People in America vote for president differently than they vote for any other office.
Mm-hmm.
It really is more of a personal, emotional decision.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Rich Gaither is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. When we come back, I'm going to ask Rich on the short list of picks the Democrats hoped Romney would choose. Where does Ryan fall on that list? 20 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.